This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado Republicans were split over ousting Liz Cheney from the House leadership today. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Freshman Republican Lauren Boebert took to Twitter to criticize Cheney. Minutes after voting to remove the Wyoming congresswoman from leadership, Boebert wrote on her official account that Cheney, who kept up her criticism of the former president and his lies about the 2020 election, was auditioning for CNN. Boebert tweaked the phrasing for a tweet from her campaign account, writing it was an audition for the anti-Trump Lincoln Project. But Republican Ken Buck told reporters he voted to keep Cheney in leadership. The Eastern Plains representative said Cheney was canceled for speaking her mind and disagreeing with Trump's election narrative. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The El Paso County Commission is against a passenger rail line along the Front Range that could run from Cheyenne to Pueblo with stops along the way. But El Paso County Commissioner Loginos Gonzalez Jr. says the potential cost outweighs the benefits to the Colorado Springs area.
It will always be subsidized. It will be an ongoing tax. And as we know, these things always end up being about twice the cost as whatever the government says it's going to cost.
Amtrak says it could possibly contribute billions of federal dollars to the line. Local voters will likely be asked to raise taxes to pay for the project. Tonight, Denver will be mostly clear, Colorado Springs and Pueblo partly cloudy, Grand Junction mostly clear, and Vail will be mostly clear. You're listening to CPR and KRCC.